back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going, John.
Still ticking.
Still here.
And we're here talking with Joe Botkin, who's the Senior Vice President at Rebuilding Together Long Island. And it's a wonderful organization, 250 to 300 strong of volunteers coming into your home to do repairs as needed and approved. Now, of course, some of them, Joe, I have one question. Grab bars and ramps and railings, all those are you know, typical for a senior as they get on. It's nice to have a ramp. And do you also do other repairs? I mean, you mentioned earlier about cleaning up a yard, which I thought was tremendous, because that's a wonderful thing for a senior. All of a sudden, you look out, it gets overgrown. To have a bunch of volunteers come in, just clean it up a bit, so the flowers actually bloom, it's a wonderful thing. But would you go in to, like, paint the ceiling or something like that, which is not necessary for mobility, but it's necessary just to be peacefully living in your home?
Our mantra is we don't do cosmetics.
Okay, fine.
However, if we're repairing a wall, we're not going to leave it raw, so we will call in our painting crew and spackle, tape, and paint the walls that we've put in. as I say, generally, we try to avoid cosmetic
That's
work.
A good way of putting it. That's clean. I understand that.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah. Because you're a service for people who need it, not somebody who wants to change blue to yellow this year because I'm, you know.
Yeah, because I bought a new couch.
Right, okay.
Well, we all agree that our goal is to keep people in their homes in safety, warmth, and independence.
Right, okay.
So the color of the wall is not going to make it.
Right, I agree. That's good. Yeah.
Right.
You had questions, Otto, I know, at the break.
Well, we touched on a little bit about, like, Project Independence is, it's not an income-based program. You know, anybody can call Project Independence. It has nothing to do with your income. And this program, which I understand, is geared to a lower income. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on what does lower income mean? You know, how low do you have to go, basically? And how do you confirm, you know, I can't just walk up to you and say, oh, yeah, I only make $10,000 a year. And understandably, there's got to be a way to check that a little bit.
There again, we have two tracks. If it's a Project Independence client, then the social workers take on the responsibility of checking financial eligibility. We've given them general criteria that we use, and they will then tell us, yes, this client is eligible. If it's somebody outside town of North Hempstead, we have a committee, a finance committee, that will do a rather careful research on client eligibility, and it involves the client showing papers, income tax returns, bank book statements, things like that. As far as numbers are concerned, we don't have a rigid criterion for the simple reason that our limitation is more based on how much money we have, how many volunteers we have, and the nature of the work. So on any given year, if we see that we're able to handle more clients, we'll move the criteria up a little bit and take on the extra clients. We're not a profit-making company, so any funds that we raise, we want to use for the benefit of the clients. Generally speaking, clients who are on food stamps or Medicaid are automatically accepted into our program. Beyond that, it depends on how many people live in the house. If it's one person living in the house, all other things being equal, $40,000 of annual income is a rough criteria. We give special consideration to veterans. And the criteria for veterans are much more generous. So if we get somebody who's a veteran, 9 times out of 10, we're going to give them okay. help.
So there's like a human judgment involved here as well. Like, I'm not putting words into your mouth, but let's say there's a lady who lives by herself, but she has some physical problems, and she's sort of on the edge as far as money goes. She's not on Medicaid. She's not on food stamps. You would maybe make a judgment that this person, we can help. Am I wrong or?
No, as a matter of fact, you're exactly right. And the beauty of our organization is we're not answerable to anyone else. We can change the criteria tomorrow. We can make exceptions, which we do all the time.
Right.
Otto, the situation you just described, that would be an exception, and that's entirely up to our board. We have a board of directors.
Right, okay.
We have a board of 11 people. We have monthly meetings in our Farmingdale office. The meetings are very well attended. Our volunteers come to the meetings. It's not unusual for us to have 40, 50 people at a meeting.
That's great.
We're a very vibrant organization. It's often said that Rebuilding Together is the best kept secret on Long Island. We don't get...
But Christina found it.
That's why we're here today.
Now, it's the truth, though. There's so many things out here, and that's one thing that I really, from my perspective here in North Hempstead, give Project Independence credit for, to bring people like you, Joe, and your organizations to seniors' attention. Because they're out there, and unfortunately, you hear about them when it was too late. You go to somebody's funeral, and you say, the poor thing, she couldn't. It's like, oh, you should have called this organization. Mm-hmm. An organization like yours, Rebuilding Together Long Island, when an organization, in my mind, is made up of volunteers, that's the best. Because everybody cares. You're doing it for the right reason. You're not doing it to get $50 in your bank account or anything like this. You're doing it because you care.
Our volunteers are the most amazing people. They call me. Joe, what have you got for me? I don't have anything to do. Occasionally, I'll get a call from a wife who says, he's getting in my hair.
Put him out of here.
Joe, get him to work.
Well, you know, like you just mentioned, people have to really be committed. And somebody in your organization or maybe a group of people, you get contributions, you get volunteers. You are doing what you can do now to publicize the program. And I see from the website, again, that you do get contributions from some pretty good-sized organizations. Somebody has to do the work and the contact work to make that happen. You know, mm-hmm. Usually these companies don't just call up and say, hey, I'd like to give you some money. You know, I don't think it works like that. Who gets involved with that type of thing? You know, how does that...
We have a finance committee. We have a committee that writes grant proposals all
okay.
the time. The big issue in any nonprofit is financing, and it's getting rougher and rougher, so we're constantly trying to raise money from all different sources. If I may, I'll just mention our website is rebuildingtogetherlongisland.org. And our phone number is 631-777-7894. However, if you live in the town of North Hempstead, 311.
Right. Now, with the Long Island, is it spelled out or is it L-I?
Spelled out.
Spelled out, okay.
Yes.
I'm just going to get out that number again, the main number, which is 631-777-7894.
Correct.
And I'm going to add something to that, if I may, and you can correct me. That number can be called for if you need something in your home. Obviously, people in North Hempstead would be going 311. So if you need something in your home repair-wise, if a person wanted to get involved, and if a person wanted to donate something, that number is the same number for everything. And every level of participation is important. So if you can't help but just say, listen, I have $100 left and I'm going to give it to some charity, let me call Joe.
And if they're a retired plumber or electrician and they want to volunteer, we'll welcome them gladly.
For the plumbers, yeah. I mean, plumbers, they're like gold plumbers.
Like cardiologists.
Oh, I'd rather have a, honestly.
By the way, we get many calls from people who say, I know I'm over income, I know you can't help me, but do you know a handyman?
Okay.
Do you know a plumber? And we have lists like that. We make it clear that we're not sponsoring anyone. But
no, but going through you, they've already been vetted. You're not getting in the middle of how much I'm going to pay the handyman. But it's a person you trust. If you give them a couple of names, they're people who've worked for you for a couple of years on a volunteer level. That's a nice way for them to get back even.
Absolutely.
So they come in and say, give me $100, I'll do the job for you. You don't qualify, but it's $100 in their pocket as a retiree.
Well, I saw, you know, the words on your website quite often, which I talk about a lot, too, is neighbors helping neighbors. This is the whole deal here is just people helping each other.
Many of our referrals come from our clients who share with a neighbor that they found this wonderful group to help them, and they'll call us. So we get our clients from many different sources. Churches and synagogues, social agencies know us, and they'll send people as well.
They didn't know you in 1992 when you started this whole thing, did they?
No, they sure didn't.
No.
And what was your? We only have a minute. What was your background, Joe?
I was a school principal in New York City.
Oh, so it wasn't even a construction background.
When I retired, I said, I'll do anything as long as it doesn't involve sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, good for you.
Lo and behold, I'm sitting behind a desk.
Where in the city?
Well, I bounced around. My last school was in Floral Park.
Oh, really? Okay.
On the Queens side of Floral Park.
Right.
It was a good career, but I was ready for something else.
Right. Well, to end the show properly, your retirement was a blessing to the town of North Hempstead and to all the people who have been helped by Rebuilding Together Long Island. Because if it didn't happen, and that's how you look back on all these things, if you weren't willing to make the first step, this whole organization may not exist. It exists in other parts of the country. But it's to your credit, and I'm not, you know, pushing this on you, but it's your credit. It's here on Long Island. It's your credit that people in North Hempstead benefit. Joe, I want to thank you so much for taking your time to be with us today.
You're very welcome.
And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back. Terrific. I thank you.